Accession number 20058, Reel 5.
Major Frank Broderick, Reel 5. You were just saying you went to the... You got to the reunion, you said.
Yes. One of the lads who was in the signals platoon, actually, when I was in Calcutta, was a superintendent of police when I went up to there. Unfortunately, he died last year. In fact, there aren't really all that many still alive. It's surprising.
Do you regret having served in Burma?
No. No. I think I'm losing my voice. No, I don't. In fact, the other way round, a lot of the time I enjoyed it.
What was there to enjoy in Burma?
What was there to enjoy in Burma? We met quite a lot of Burmese, and I wasn't thinking particularly of them. I was thinking rather of the people you meet first of all when you start to go down in a southerly direction from the Irrawaddy. Not the Irrawaddy, I'm the wrong one. Anyway, down from Kohima down, the Chins lived in the villages there, and they're very, on the whole, very kind. They had this obvious sense of humour. As a young man, I was a good athlete. I spent quite a lot of my time in Calcutta, not always signalling and the other one, but by taking part in
cricket?
No, in athletics, that sort of thing. And that was one of the things I used to enjoy in, first of all, coming into Burma, into the Chin Hills. They couldn't know the verbal chat with them. But they had the muscles on their legs were like that and on the
ear. Huge. Big.
Big. Absolutely. The girls, they used to wear jet black outfits in the villages, and most of the villages were those longhouse villages where the whole family slept together. The people all, should we say, mucked in together, you know, that sort of thing. And I got one of the, it was the Burmese intelligence men, one of them could speak a bit of the Chin language. And I'd always thought that I could run downhill faster than they could. And I asked him if he'd ask them to give me a from there to there sort of thing. And I thought, well, it'd kill me to run up this, but I'll do it. Anyway, I ran up the hill, and won comfortably, not by a lot, but comfortably. And the chap emailed to Burmese Intelligence Corps chap, he said, try running downhill. And I found the difference then. They could not sheer mountains, but pretty steep and rough, and they could go absolutely flat out, and there was me, the first 10 yards, picking the steps. I did that.
What did you think of the Japanese enemy?
In the early years, I didn't think anything of them. I more than disliked them. I felt very against them. They're some pleasant creatures. But when I, towards the end of the war, when I actually got to know one or two, I began to feel quite sorry for them on occasion. I'll show you a book if you don't mind. That shows a bit of them. I, on one occasion when the war was over, I went to the Japanese unit, and there was a young Japanese officer, and he was saying, pointing here, there and everywhere, and I'd gathered that he wanted me to take charge of his, he was left with a lot of tree trunks or something of that nature, and I could understand what he meant, but I took no, he had no badges of rank or anything. So I diddled off, and the chap that I had been dealing with, it was somewhere about the same rank, came in, and I said, this chap here of yours wants me to move this in English. He could speak enough English. He wants me to take this order. I'm not taking any order, and particularly from him. Well, he said, that man, he's a lieutenant. I said, it isn't, he has no badges of rank. And this chap shouted, whatever he shouted, till this chap came up, and he, woof, with his hand across his face, woof, woof. I said, why? He said, we expect our officers to be dressed as officers. And this lad was apparently a lieutenant, but he had no shirt on. But, you know, they were much more harsh with their own people than they were with us.